Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller, episode number 57, What's Age Got to Do with It?
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
Hello, good people, and welcome to the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. It is an honor and a privilege to have you with me here today. Our purpose here at the Pathway to Promise is to be a voice of encouragement and hope to you to help you overcome adversity to achieve your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. We do that through inspirational stories and teaching and by hearing from great authors and leaders and thought leaders and teachers and people who are successful in business and in health and in self-development and in financial management. All these areas that can help you overcome the areas which we often are having difficult to deal with, death in the family or disease, something like a divorce or a bankruptcy, any number of things that you may happen in your life that you need to deal with. We're here to be helpful through conversation, and through commentary, through storytelling, and through lessons from great leaders. You can find out more about us at pathwaypromise.com. We have a free gift for you there. It's called the 4-Minute Life Planning Guide. You can go there. It's a guide to help you start and end your day as a success, and you can go there. You can also check us out on and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes and on Stitcher and other outlets as well. My name is Dr. Brad Miller. I've been a pastor for 40 years and have a doctorate degree in life transformation. Here to be helpful to you with great stories of encouragement and hope, like this one right now. My son celebrated his birthday the other day. He turned 25. And at his birthday party, he commented, "Man, I feel so old." I said, "Well, son, how do you think that makes me feel?" It is a matter of how you feel, isn't it? Do you feel old, no matter what your age? Or do you feel fresh, no matter what your chronological age? That's what makes all the difference in the world, is how you act, how you feel, how you respond to the world around you. Are you beat up by the world? Or do you embrace the world? Do you embrace the challenges? Do you embrace the things that are around you, no matter what your age or your condition or your circumstances? I've been privileged to be around a lot of folks who've lived a lot of years in my life. I was around a 91-year-old woman at an event for her birthday party, and she made a comment at her birthday party, "I think God is testing the patience of my relatives." When is old too old? At what age do you give up? Grandma Moses was still painting and creating great works of art when she was 98 years old. At 93, George Bernard Shaw wrote far-fetched fables. At age 90, Pablo Picasso was still drawing and engraving and creating. At age 89, Arthur Rubinstein gave one of his greatest recitals at New York City's Carnegie Hall. And Pablo Casals, at age 88, was still performing cello concerts. At age 82, Winston Churchill wrote the 4-volume work, A History of the English-Speaking Peoples. And Leo Tolstoy completed I Cannot Be Silent. And Goethe, at the same age, finished Faust at age 82. At age 81, Benjamin Franklin engineered the diplomacy which led to the adoption of the United States Constitution. What excuse do you have, no matter what age you have, that way, whatever age you are? When are you too old? Let me tell you, friends, the only day you are too old is when you give up. is when you say, oh, I'm just too tired. I don't have the energy. I don't have the money or the time or the talent or anything else to get something done. That's only time your age can get you down, and that can be as a teenager if you allow life to beat you up and to help to destroy you. When are you too old? The only time you're too old, friends, is when you give up. If you have nothing left to give, that's when you're too old. And the good news is this, friends, that doesn't ever have to happen. Stay young, stay fresh, stay vibrant, stay alive. Connect with people who have ideas. Listen to good things. Listen to great music. Listen to speakers on tape. Go to live events. Immerse yourself in great books. Write, read, engage. Get online and look for people and events and things that have connections of things you enjoy. Get outside. Take a walk. Be engaged with something you like. Engage your mind with conversation, with commentary, with the things that help you feel alive. Break out of whatever doldrums you are in. Break patterns and do something different. Travel. Do something. Here's where I'm at for here, friends, on this. One of the best things you can do is be bold. Take action, and you will feel alive. You're going to feel like you're too old, then you're not being bold. And I just want you to understand, friends, age has nothing to do with it. It has to do with our attitude. Are we going to be bold? Are we going to be old? What a joy it has been for you to join me today on the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. We are here to serve you. You can always leave your comments on the website, pathwaypromise.com. You can check us out on our Facebook page, facebook.com/pathwaypromise. On our website, you can find back episodes of the Pathway to Promise podcast with great teachings from great leaders and teachers and great stories of encouragement and hope. And we have a free gift for you there, the 4-Minute Life Planning Guide. We're here to be helpful to you, to help you overcome adversity, to achieve your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. Until next time, this is Dr. Brad Miller encouraging you to keep your promises, because there's power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.